That when Avraham Avinu was born, he was born in the Mazel Tzedek. And that Rashi says that the Mazel, that it's Cham then, Marov Rashi Shumokam Mitzoyne, Shumokam when it's cool. And since it was cool, he wasn't royal to have children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Madarno Mokmin and Lei B'Mizrach, I'll take you out of your Mazel and put you into a different Mazel in Mizrach. And there's a Rashi Shumokam Choyim. There it's a hot place, and there you're royal to have children. V'ayinu D'chsiv, this is what the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Miheir Mimizrach Tzedek, Yikru'ehu l'ragli, that who changed into the Mizrach and from Tzedek, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it l'raglo for his own sake. Rashi b'shviloi means he did it b'shvil Avraham Avinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out of his mazel of Tzedek and put it into the mazel of Mizrach. So the Moru midishmuel nami ein mazel Yisrael. From Shmuel also we see he holds there's no mazel Yisrael, and the pshat and ein mazel Yisrael, like Rashi and Tosfos says, is that you could daven, and with tefillah and with chusim, you could change the mazel. Of course, there is such a thing that if you're born at a certain time, a certain hour, you're born in that mazel. So the mirror is mazel, but of shat is a certain teva in the person. People have a teva. A person has a midah of rachmonis, a midah achzori. It depends like which mazel you're born in, what type of a teva you have. But avada, a person could change his teva. If he davens, or he learns Torah, he does mitzvahs, he could change his teva. Like he says, Lamosa, somebody has the midah of achzori, he's stingy, he's very hard. If he does the mitzvah tzedakah, he does the mitzvah trumas and maisus, by doing these mitzvahs, he can mishana his teva. So we hold like Shmuel Nami, ain mazel Yisrael. It's not a thing that it has to be that way. It could be changed. The mazel, the teva could be changed. The Shmuel v'Avlet was a maisus what happened, that Shmuel and Avlet have a yasvi. They were sitting together. There was a man that was going to the agam, to the swamps. Omalei Avlet l'Shmuel, so Avlet told Shmuel, Avlet Agav Rashi says he was a Shem Chochem Nochri, he was a guy, a smart guy, he used to look in the stars, and he knew this Chochem of looking into the stars. So Avlet told Shmuel, Hai Gavra Ozel v'lo Yosim, this person that's going now to the Agam, he's going, but he's not going to come back. This is going to die there. Watorek le chivira umayis, that a snake is going to bite him, and he's going to die because of the snake. Omalei Shmuel told Avlet back, no. Ibai Yisrael hu yishno, this person is a Yisrael, is a Yid, Ozil he'll go, the Ossi, and he'll come back. That's what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, no, he'll go and he'll come back. So the Gemara of the Maisa was, at the Yasfi, while they were both sitting there, hey, Shmuel and Avlet, they're both sitting together. Ozal, this person went, the Ossi, and he came back. He's not like Avlet said. So the Gemara come, Avlet ran up, like he was so surprised. Avlet is Goy Shechochim, knew the Chechovim, and according to his mazel, he should have died now. So the Gemara Shadya Latuna, he took off his packages, Shadya Latuna, and Ashkach, Avlet found on this person, Ashkach Vei Chivira, the Apostlik Vishod de Batati Guboi. He saw a dead snake in his packages, chopped in half. In other words, really Avlet was right. Really, Al his mazel, the snake should have bit him and killed him. But vice versa, he had a schus, that the schus saved him, that the snake did not kill him. Is Omalei Shmuel, my of this, my avarata, is what did you do today? Like what big schus do you have today that changed your mazel? Omalei, so this person said, Kol yoyme hevi mar minon rifto bahadi adodi. They used to make a pool, collect together bread, that a chabur, a few people together, and they used to like always eat together. How did they have the food tea together? They would go around, collect a loaf of bread from each person, then they'd put it together and then eat together. So one person went around collecting the bread. And then we used to eat it. So this person saw that today, out of these five people together, one of them didn't have his own loaf of bread today. That's what he noticed. So this person would be very embarrassed. Everybody has to give a loaf of bread, then they share it. And this person has nothing to give, so he saw he'll be embarrassed. Is Amina, so this Yid, that the nice happened to him, Amina lhu, ano, kimno, v'yarmina. I'll go and collect the bread today. And what do you mean to do? Kimatoi lagabe. When I come to this person and collect from him and he has no bread, shavya nafshoi kamande shakilimenei. I'll make believe as if I'm taking from him. And Rashi learns that he gave him his own bread. He gave his own portion in the place of that person. Today that person should not be embarrassed about not giving in the bread. So that was the schus that this person did. Omalei Shmuel answered back, mitzvah avarata. You did a big mitzvah today. Nofak Shmuel v'darish. So from this Maisa, Shmuel went out and made a drasha to Utsudoka Tatsumi Movis. By doing Tzedaka, doing mitzvahs of Tzedaka, of Chesed, you'll save yourself from Movis, from Misa. For Loimi Misa Mishuna, it doesn't mean only that you won't be killed in a Mishuna Dikoifin, you won't have a disastrous, terrible type of a Misa, but you'll only have a normal Misa. No. Elimi Misa Atzma, it'll save you not to have a Misa at all. Like this person. As this person, according to his mazel, the snake should have killed him today. Now, since he did the mitzvah stalker today, the mitzvah saved him, that the snake was killed and not the person, and the person lived. So that's the pshaf and stalker tatsumi mavis. But I'll call upon him, you see this, such as that, even though there's a mazel, but you can be mishana the mazel. That's the klal of ein mazel Yisrael. If you do schusim, you do mitzvahs, you could change your mazel. Like he changed here, he changed the mazel here. Trashy, let me misa mishuna, or miyo misa haguna yomus, doesn't mean you won't die a terrible misa, but a normal misa. Ele me misa atzma matelis, but no isen es chayim. No, you won't die at all from this misa, and you live. That was this misa, this person was zoicha to chayim because of the tzedakah he did today. Right. So the moral midi Rabbi Kiva, nami a mazal Yisrael. From Rabbi Kiva also we see the same yisoid. He holds there's no mazal Yisrael, that means even though there is a mazal, but it could be changed because of chusim. The Rabbi Kiva Hebele Brat, Rabbi Kiva had a daughter. Amrile Kaldoi. That's the Drashi Chosim Mikachovim. Hey, it's the people that have this Chochmah look into the stars and they could tell the future. They could see your mazel from the stars. So the stars people told him, Ahu Yoima, the Isle of Levei Ganano, said, there your daughter is going to go into the Chuppah, Torek Lechaviro Omaisa. That a snake is going to bite and she's going to die. That's what they told him. It's Heavy Digno Amil Satuvi. It bothered Rabbi Kiva a lot. That he figured that he knew that when it comes to Yoyma Chasna from his daughter, she's going to die. Is Ahu Yoyma that day, the day of Achasna, Shakalto Lemichvanto, she took off her pin, and Dotted Sa Beguda, she stuck it into the wall, into the hole in the, hole in the wall. After the Chasna, she took off her jewelry, and her pin she had, she stuck into the wall. Is Saramin, it happened that Eisve Bi'ena Dechivra, that there was a snake tack in the hole in that wall, and when she stuck her jewelry, the pin, into the hole, it killed the snake and went into the eye of the snake. Let's start for the next morning, ki koshok lilo, when she took out her jewelry, she took it out of the hole again, she took out her pin, heve kosarech v'yosi chivra basra. She saw that the snake came out on the other side of the pin. In other words, she realized what happened, that the pin killed the snake. And the father heard about this maisa. The father asked Maya Varata, like, what big schus, what did you do yesterday that you got saved? Omrele, she said like this, Bafanya in the afternoon, Osa Aniya Korabova, a poor man came and knocked at the door. He wanted some food. There'd be 3D Kulayama Bisudosa. Everybody was busy by Nachasna. They were all busy eating the food. For Lek the Shemiya, nobody listened to this poor person. Is Kimna, I got up, Shakalti, Laristana, the Yahavasli, I took my portion that you gave me. If it is Laristana, Drashi Amdushna, some type of a Choshva portion that he gave her. And Yavisan Ale, she gave it to this Oni. That was the schus that she did. Is Omalos, so Rabbi Kiva told his daughter, Mitzvah Varata, you did a mitzvah today. And Vaita Nofik Rabbi Kiva Vidorish, Rabbi Kiva went out, and Darshan, Utsudoka Tatsumimovis, that by doing stock it saves you from Isa. Like here, his daughter was saved from the misa that the snake was supposed to bite her, b'schus the tzedakah that she did. So the Maravaita, b'lemi misa mishuna, not only does it save you that you won't die a misa mishuna, elim misa atzma, or save you, you won't have to die from this mice at all. Like his daughter didn't die now, his daughter was able to live. Maravaita, another mice, mit Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, nami, ein mazal Yisrael. From Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, we also have a rai, he also holds the shita of ein mazal Yisrael. It means again, even though there is such a thing as a mazel, as that's your teva, that's what should happen, but it's possible it should be changed. Durch meisim toivim, durch tzedaka, or durch tefila, you could change the mazel. Could be this is the reason why, so we always give a mazel tov, we always tell somebody mazel toiv, because in Klal Yisrael you could change his mazel. Even though the person has a bad mazel, it's shayach to give a bracha the same mazel tov, he should be zeich with a good mazel. It's shayach to change the mazel by Yisrael. We hold these mandiyamim ain't mazel Yisrael. It's not a thing that once it is in that mazel, it has to happen. The mazel could change. It's possible to get a mazel tov. But what's the rai of Nachum Yitzchak also holds ain't mazel Yisrael? The aimer, the Rav Nachum of Rav Yitzchak. The mother of Rav Nachum of Rav Yitzchak, Amri lo kaldoi, again, these chachom that look in the stars, told Rav Nachman of Yitzchak's mother that Boruch ganve havoi, that your son is going to be a ganef. That's what Rav Nachman of Yitzchak is going to be. That's what they told his mother. Is lo shav kuhu, so the mother felt very bad, so she wanted to do something for it. So lo shav kuhu geluya reisha. She never let her son, Rav Nachman of Yitzchak, go out with his hair uncovered, with his head uncovered. He always had his head covered. Someone with a hat, with a yarmulke. Omrele, she told him, Kosi reshecha, cover up your head. Ki hecha tethevi alocha emso deshmaya. Kedei yishav yirashmayim on you. This is one of the makaris to wear a yarmulke, always to keep your head covered. As an inyan of yirashmayim. If you have something on your head, it's a midah from yirashmayim. So what was the eitzah here? That the chachamim here told the mother that your son's going to be a ganef. What's pshat for a ganef? You have no yirashmayim. You go bust your taiva, you want to steal, you steal. So the Yetzer was, make sure he always wears a yarmulke, he always has something on his head, so he'll always have Yerushalayim, and that will save him from this midira. There's also Raya to the Miri. But the Miri learns that the mazel of the pshat is like it's a teva, the person has a teva of bid. But you could work on your teva, you could change your teva. If you do good things, you could change your teva. Here also, she heard that her son's going to have this teva to steal, so she would ask you, make sure he always wear a yarmulke, always had Yerushalayim on him. Oh boy, Rachman, she also davened for him that he shouldn't have this type of trash. Your boy Rachman, because Rachman shlo yishkot b'chol yetzahara. The mother was mavakish Rachman for him that the yetzahara should not be shalit on her son. Again, even though the mazel was it should be shalit, but she was mavakish Rachman, the mazel shouldn't be shalit on her son. Yezamar lehevi yoda amai karmelay. His Nachum Yitzchak didn't know why his mother always told him, like always davened for him, not to have a yetzara and always to wear a hat. Like she didn't know why he was so makbid upon him. Yoy mechad, that happened one day. Yosef kagoris tu sedikla. One day, Nachum Rabbi Yitzchak was sitting under a dekel tree, a palm tree, and learning. Nofo glima malavoy reisha. So his hat fell off his head. Nofo glima malavoy reisha. Her hat, the hat, the Yerushalayim, fell off his head. Doli einai, he picked up his head. Chazla diklo, he saw the palm trees. Alme yitzra, and his yitzra now became very strong upon him. Like there's dates there, go and eat them, go and steal them. Sola kitaka climbed up the tree. Paska likibure bishinei, and he bit out a piece of the dates. Trashi kibura, eshko tomorrow, a cluster of dates. Viadeko leishaloi hoya, the deckle, this palm tree, didn't belong to him. In other words, now he understood why his mother was so makbid upon him. That in his teva was taka to steal. He had a teva to take from somebody else. The kol zman he had his yarmulke, his head on top of him, his yarmulke on top of his head. That he had Yerushalayim that helped him to be mezgaber over his yetzara. But here the meister was, the hat fell off his head, so he was losing this gula. So then his teva of the yetzara was boiled in him, and he couldn't hold himself back. So kids from here, he understood what his mother was doing. We see in Egypt Gisa that only happened this one time, but the other times it helped the fact he was wearing a yarmulke, and it helped the fact that his mother was mispalo for him, that it didn't become a ganef. So you also see the Sharia ain't mazel Yisrael, that even though there's such a thing as a mazel, but you could change the mazel. Person could be zeicha to a mazel toif. So the Mishnah mechatchin esadluyim lefnei abehema. On Shabbos you're allowed to cut up the pumpkins for the behema teat. And you could cut up a nevela before the dogs. So what's the chiddush? It's a trash. Yes, hatluyim. You could cut up a pumpkin for the behemah. Hatlushim. Talking about the pumpkins already cut off before Shabbos. So you're not doing any yisa diraisa. Or miyos tomam live lo meichel behemah kami el luyodim. Usually the dluyim is aimed for person to eat. So churu abizoy it blives muksam for a behemah. Because dluyim you can't eat raw. You're supposed to eat it cooked. So a person can't eat it raw, he has to eat it cooked. So if he didn't cook it before Shabbos, like it's not raw to eat for a person. Elamai for behema, stam is it's not omit for behema. Stam, you buy the pumpkin, it's for the yodim. If you change your mind now to give it to the animal on Shabbos, there should be a shalah for muksa. So if Tanakam l'churi is Reb Shimon, that all ain't muksa, this is not called muksa, and that's why still you're allowed to change your mind on Shabbos and cut it up and give it to the animal. Hu adin es hanavela, so trashish in establa hayoim, even if the animal died on Shabbos. Ubein Hashmoshes, come to say at the beginning of Shabbos, the animal was alive, and I saw madly Adam. It was a good, healthy cow. He's supposed to live. And the mal of beginning of Shabbos, what do you have das to do with a healthy cow? Later, after Shabbos, shechted for an Adam. But you don't have das then to give it to an animal. So, Khuri didn't have das to the animal, Shublai Muksa. Still, still the Tanakama holds like Reb Shimon that you're allowed to cut up the meat. We don't know from this type of a muksa. Since you didn't do a maisa to be dachi b'dayim, you didn't set it aside, it's just there, just you didn't have a positive das to use it, we hold ein muksa. We have Yehuda Aymer though, we have Yehuda holds no, let's have Yehuda Shita. Im loy hois and nevelim Erev Shabbos, if the behema did not die Erev Shabbos, at the beginning of Shabbos the behema was still alive, so this behema was omer for an odom teach from it, and not to give it to a behema. So it's like muksa, you had no das to give it to the animal. It's takasura, you're not allowed to cut it up to the animal. It's muksa, you can't touch it. The why? Lefishena minamuchin, it's muksa. It's not minamuchin. You didn't prepare it before Shabbos, and why is muksa? This is the machlekes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds muksa, that means you can't use anything unless you have positive das before Shabbos, or else we say stam das is to use it. Then you're allowed to use it. But anything you don't have das to use before Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yehuda's muksa. The Shimon says no. Even though the behema didn't die before Shabbos, she didn't have positive das to give it to the animal. But so what? You also didn't do a maisa dachi b'dayin. You didn't do anything with your hands, like shoving it away, saying you're not going to use it. So therefore it's not muksa according to Rabbi Shimon. So to Gemara Itma, Omar Ula Halacha Kreb Yehuda. He goes Halacha Kreb Yehuda. Christ is Rashi. Did have the first girsa of Omar Ashlokish. No, Shmuel Lam Halacha Kreb Shimon. But Shmuel says he Halacha Kreb Shimon. But the Machlekes, who do we pass like? That's the Machlekes in the Mishnah, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. So Shaila, who we pass like? So the Marav Af Rav Sav Halacha Kreb Yehuda. Rav also passes like Rabbi Yehuda that he's Machmir and Muksa. What's the raya? Me the karchi de zuzi. The Gemara we had before. Karchi de zuzi, Rashi says, that's machzolis, mats, who are suyas lesvinus, that you make it for the ship, for the cargo on the ship. Lechasa from makti yeshebatechen. If you have merchandise on the ship, and you want to cover up the merchandise, so you have special mats you put on top of the merchandise. So the chur, that's muksa. Like you have no das to mishtamish with it on Shabbos. It's usually set aside to you to cover merchandise, which is like muksa on Shabbos. So therefore, Rav says that's called muksa. So it's a raya. Rav also holds like Reb Yehuda. That's what I'm saying. Liaf Rav Sabalach Reb Yehuda, mi de karchi de zuzi, de Rav also. Rav says there's muksa. Now let us touch these mats. Because even though you didn't have das to throw it away, but you didn't have das to use them on Shabbos, it's like muksa. Abba Shmuel Shari, Shmuel says no, Shmuel holds this muksa, because Shmuel paskens like Reb Shimon, at the Tanakam and now Mishnah. That calls them on, you weren't dachi yibadayim, you didn't set it aside. You just didn't have a ferish das to use it, it's still mutter. So tomorrow, Viaf Levi, Sovar Halacha Kreb Yehuda. Levi also paskins lechumra, like Reb Yehuda, at Yod Yesh Muksa. Kiho de Levi. Ki hevi maisi treifoso, lekaime biyayme toiva, on Yomtif, when somebody like made a shchita. And it's a suffix if the behemoth is a treif or not. So you don't know if to eat this behemoth or not. So hevi chazilo. Levi didn't want to be boydik, look at the animal to see if it was a treif or not. Elo ki yosef akaklisa. Unless he was sitting, kaklosa, Rashi says, is alo ashpa. He was sitting by the junkyard. Shim yirenu treifa yinichenu shom. Because he held what? It'll blive muksa. So mele, he didn't want to look at the treifa because he was afraid. On the tzad, he's going to see this behemah has a treifa in it. Kum de sois, the behemah is muksa. Why? Because at the beginning of Shabbos, it was a healthy behemah. So stamos, it was oimed for not to eat it. Now on Yom Tov, you made a shchita, and you found that it's a treifa, so what do you want to do? Give it to the animals now? It's muksa for the animals. So since Levi was makbid not to look at a treifa, only in a mokum, that an tzad had passed him as a treifa, will just drop it and leave it there, so you see, if it wasn't in an ashpa, that he would have to move the muksa, he didn't want to touch the treifa. So you see, Levi also holds like a Yehuda from the Issa muksa. Why is it the Omar? Dilma loy mischashra. Maybe I won't be makshe, maybe I'll find this baim has a treifa. And then it's like muksa. Because at the beginning, of Yom Tov, it was omer for an odom to eat it. You didn't have das to give it to the animal. So since the beginning of Yom Tov, you had das for an odom, not for an animal, it's muksa for an animal according to Reb Yehuda. Joshua filled the club in Lechazia. The Nishchata Hayom, it was Geshacht and Trey on Yom Tov. V'loyochlo letaltol Reb Yehuda. He's not allowed to touch it according to Reb Yehuda Shita, that's also muksa. Because you didn't have a ferish of das to use it for the animals. Because as far as you're concerned, at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was a healthy behema. You thought you'll eat it yourself. So Saraya Levi also like Reb Yehuda. Yeah. So the Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Halacha Reb Shimon. We pass on Reb Shimon, go to Kulan Muksa, that's Mutter. But more of the Av Ziri, Sabalach Reb Shimon. Ziri also passes like Reb Shimon, that he can make a Muksa. The Tanan, we learned the Gemara in Beitza. Behema Shemesa, a behema that died on Yom Tov, is lo yizazenu mimkoymoi. The Mishnah says they're not allowed to move it from its place. So the churu b'mashma, what it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's muksa. A behema dies on Yom Tov, so at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was alive. And you're allowed to shech the behema on Yom Tov. So the mal you had das poshet for an adam to use it. Now when it dies on Yom Tov, an adam can't use it anymore. What do you want to do? Just give it to an animal, for that it's muksa. You didn't have das to give it to the animal at the beginning of Shabbos. The beginning of Yom Tov. So that's the Poshet Adin. No, but Tirgum Aziri. Ziri says, what's Pshan, that Mishnah, the Behemoth Kodeshim? He says, no. The only reason why now I touch a Behemoth that dies on Yom Tov, if it's Kodeshim. Kodeshim is the Pshat Rashi. It's like it was a Korban Shlomim, a Korban Chatis. Trashi Behemoth Kodeshim, the Asura Bano. Because a Behemoth Kodeshim, a Chatis, that dies, it's Asa Bano. For Lechazi Leklovim, you can't even give it to a dog to eat. But that's why it's Muksa. Of it's the exact Gemara, Avo Bechulin, Shapidami. But if it wouldn't have been a behemoth chulin, then it's mutter. Why? Because you're allowed to feed it to the klavim. I, at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was a chai, it was a lebedika, and you had das eat it for Nodim. So what? He doesn't know from the Yisra Muksa. It holds like Reb Shimon, that since you didn't have a ferish of das like not to use it for Kelev, you just thought, Stam, you're going to use it for Nodim. But you didn't have a ferish of das to throw it away from a Kelev. Therefore, it's not Muksa. And then Chami, if it dies on Yom Tov, you're allowed to give it to Kelavim, as I held Ziri. The Mishnah there says you can't touch it. That's after by Behemoth Kodeshim. Because that's also by no, you can't touch it at all. That lies Emes HaMuksa. So the more of Yaf, Reb Yochanan, Omar, Halachic Reb Shimon. Reb Yochanan also passes like Reb Shimon, Hilchos Muksa. That you could be Mekel, and you could touch these things that's not real Muksa. So the Gemara, Mi Yom Rabbi Yechon Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechon and Paskins like Rabbi Shimon? For Yom Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon always says, Halacha Kestam Mishnah. We Paskin like a Stam Mishnah. So it's like Rabbi Yechon. Halacha Kestam Mishnah. Now with Shvel, Tanan, there's a Stam Mishnah in Beitzah that's mashma like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah in Beitzah says, Ein Mevakim Eitzim in Akuris. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to burn wood, you're allowed to make